Hi, everyone. This is Pastor Sam from Chinese Community Church. Thanks for joining us in our worship today on this Sunday morning. My prayer is that everyone's safe at home and enjoying the beauty of the surprise snowstorm. We want to give people an opportunity to worship together by means of the internet, even though we're separated by distance. This isn't quite a full sermon. It's more like a reflection that you can use today and ponder throughout the week for edification. I hope you're encouraged, and you can share this with your loved ones and friends. The transcript will be available online after this service. In our fast-paced world, our schedules can get quickly busy with all sorts of things. We look forward to our vacation days, only to find that rather than resting and relaxing, those days are soon booked up with all sorts of errands we meant to do when we have the time. The pressures upon our schedules are not just related to work and or school, but they can come from our promises and appointments with families and friends. If we simply try and set out to accomplish all that needs to be done, it seems that there is not enough time in the day. As our lives get busier, we spend less and less time remembering the most important things in life, and our vision for life gets confused. It's for this very reason that God challenges us to remember one of His most precious commands. Remember the Sabbath. It's a divine call from God for us to step back and refocus our attention on God. The Sabbath was instilled as a time to remember the peace of God and to step back and remember the presence of God in our lives. Just as God stepped back after 6 days of creating, He encourages us to step back and make one day different from the others. Indeed, that's the definition of holy, to set apart or make different. God calls us to make a day that is different than the other days of the week. It's on this day that we stop, worship, adore, and commune with the living God. I know, easier said than done, right? Who has time to meet with God when so much needs to be done? Having a true Sabbath is no easy task in the face of so many demands upon our precious resources of time and energy. On this snowy day, many of us may feel inconvenienced and frustrated because we can't do the things that we wanted to do or see the people that we wanted to. Perhaps we planned something important on this weekend, or we were really hoping to accomplish some errand on this particular day. It's in moments like these that we're reminded that life is not subject to our individual goals and agendas alone. There are greater forces at work that we must be aware of. The interruptions of our life, like a surprise snowstorm, can serve as opportunities for God to use. But how? There's nothing to do now. What a waste of time, some may say. But is it? You see, the Sabbath is very much like that snowstorm that comes into our life and tells us to stop what we're doing. We may have all of our plans laid out very neatly, but God has other ideas on this day of worship. You see, the Sabbath serves as a holy interruption to our daily schedule to draw our attention back to Him. Although we need these special interruptions every day, this day of worship, this Sunday, this Sabbath in particular, is a day where we take extra effort to set it apart. In other words, make it holy. On this day, God is not requiring great efficiency and productivity, but rather a time where we can set things aside and look to Him. Together, let us look at this inconvenient snowstorm as an opportunity to spend time looking to God. We have the time, we have the chance. Let's do all that we can to make this a holy day before our God. And in closing, I'd like us to think about three questions to reflect on for this day. These questions are not just for today, but they're the questions we need to be asking ourselves for every Sabbath day. It's through these kinds of questions that we interrupt our busy lives by remembering God and responding to Him in worship and in thanksgiving. I'm going to read these out, and then we're going to post them on the online blog. First, where have I seen the presence of God in my life lately? Take time to respond personally in worship and thanksgiving. Second, in this past week, in what ways have I been pursuing God's lordship in my life? Or, in relation to that question, where have I been avoiding His lordship? And thirdly, in my current life circumstances, how do I feel that God is calling me to obey Him in a way that is consistent with what's shown in the Bible? As you meditate and think on these questions, we're going to be playing some music to help facilitate a time of prayer and personal devotion. I also want to let you know that we'll have this sermon transcript posted online during the week, and you can go back to it and reflect as you like. Thank you so much for joining us in this special way of worship. God bless.